Hi again, folks. This is John on Radio EduTalk, back again at the e-assessment conference 2012 in Dundee, Scotland. I've got now in the room with me Karen Strickland from Edinburgh Napier University and Keith Smythe from the same place. They have been delivering, was it a workshop or a seminar this morning?
A seminar
this morning. And hopefully I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves and tell us a wee bit about what they're doing, and we'll take it from there. Keith.
Hi, my name is Keith Smythe. I'm a senior lecturer at Edinburgh Napier, where I lead our MSc Blended and Online Education.
And I'm Karen Strickland. I'm a lecturer and teaching fellow at Edinburgh Napier, also working on the same programme with Keith. But my background is in nurse lecturing.
Right, okay. And you're saying online, so what are you actually, maybe what you're doing, and is that exactly what you've been talking about today, or?
Yes.
And so?
So the programme we run is a fully online programme, distance learning programme, for education professionals who want to learn about technology-enhanced learning, teaching and assessment, and how they can use it within their own practice. So we have a cohort from across the UK and mainland Europe, a mixture of school teachers, lecturers, heads of e-learning, staff developers and technologists. The programme,
it's called,
the programme is called an MSc Blended and Online Education, and it's applied and practice-based, which means that from the outset, participants on the programme work individually and collaboratively to explore topics they're interested in, to create tools and resources they can use within their own practice, and hopefully which they can disseminate and cascade to their colleagues in their school or their department or their university.
And they get a formal qualification at the end of this. It's an MSc?
It's an MSc. It can be taken as an MSc, or it can be taken as a postgraduate diploma or a postgraduate certificate. The programme's accredited by the Staff and Educational Development Association. And what that means is that anyone who completes any of the exit awards also receives a professional accreditation in embedding learning technologies.
Well, that sounds, I'm ashamed to say I haven't heard of it. I've been kicking about Scottish EdTech for a long time.
Just one of them.
And so there's a couple of things I think are interesting to talk about from today. One is a sort of personal thing about the actual technology behind what you're using, how it works online, how you pull stuff together, so the sort of open-closed debate. And the other thing is, of course, because we're doing e-assessment and because of what David Baugh said this morning, the feedback question. So we start with software and then get on to probably the more important topic of feedback.
Okay, well, the programme's hosted on our institutional VLE. But we also encourage students, actively encourage students to use other online media such as blogs, wikis, podcasting sites, to widen their experience, knowledge and pedagogical understanding of the different use of technology in learning teaching practice.
In terms of the issues around feedback and assessment, today we've been presenting on the assessment scheme that runs across the first three modules that make up the postgraduate certificate in blended and online education. And for us it's really important on the programme that participants get the opportunity first to explore the subject area of technology enhanced learning and teaching, but then to develop the skills that they need to teach in blended and online contexts, and also finally to develop the knowledge and understanding that will help them take charge of their own continued professional development. So the scheme we've presented today focused on a series of activities, starting with tutor-led online discussions in our first module, which then moves into student-designed and led online discussions in module two. And that's when the programme provides a safe, collegiate environment to develop the skills to teach online. And then in module three, because some people will exit the programme after module three, we deliberately put a focus on CPD. So the activity in module three that we talked about today is around participants finding and joining relevant online professional communities that can support their own CPD and keep them up to date with technology-enhanced learning when they leave the programme.
Just sounds brilliant. Use the word blended a couple of times there. Can you maybe expand a wee bit on what you mean by blended?
The use of technology-enhanced learning, teaching and assessment as one part of classroom-based learning.
Right, so it's actually keeping an element of real face-to-face teaching and learning and just bringing in some online stuff to work alongside it. Yeah,
so it's
keeping the two together.
And while the program's fully online, it's important probably to acknowledge that the majority of people on the programme are teaching in classrooms or lecture theatres or on campus.
Yeah.
So while the programme's online, they're very much about, in their own practice, about blended learning and teaching.
Right. And just, this is going off at a complete tangent, because you mentioned the podcasting word, and as an option for some of your students to use to reflect or discuss their practice, yeah? And I'm just interested in the sort of take-up of podcasting, both by them, and then do you see that continue into their classrooms?
I think, yes, a number of the participants, we have a sort of weekly podcast overview to provide feedback on the students' learning, but also the students are encouraged to use different multimedia throughout the programme, and often that will include podcasting. And at Edinburgh Napier, we've used podcasts quite a lot in terms of supporting student learning and also supporting staff development, and do have a podcasting guide that the students can use to help develop their skills in podcasting. And the students then go on to use podcasts and look at, again, it's about the pedagogically informed use of podcasts and where it's appropriate to support the learning of the students.
And do you see that cascading into, if I'm thinking more about primary and secondary teachers now, do you see that cascading into their classrooms?
In relation to podcasts and also the other types of approach we use in the programme, we see our participants take a lot of that into their own practice.
Yeah.
Whether it's in schools or whether it's in colleges or universities or professional learning organisations like CIPD. Part and parcel of the programme is for us to try and model as many effective uses of technology as possible, but with a focus on showing people things that they can easily take and do without necessarily being hugely experienced in technology-enhanced learning and teaching.
Sure, because I think it is quite... my job is to evangelise about technology among teachers, but it seems quite a big ask to jump, and I think maybe something that the course you're doing, which takes, you know, it's a longitudinal course, it takes time, and it gives people a chance to dip their toes in and work among friends and colleagues before they actually have to take that back into the classroom, would be a great way to build up confidence.
I think that's the way the programme is designed. Part of what we were presenting this morning was the 3E framework, which is a framework that we have adopted as an institution, which looks at enhance, extend and empower. So it takes the students through the three modules on the PG Cert on a developmental journey to empower their skills and their learning as independent and autonomous learners. And if listeners are interested, they can just Google 3E framework, and the top hit is our 3E framework.
So it is
progressive, and it's within a safe environment, but they exit with the confidence, to go ahead and do that themselves.
I would just add to that that we have many practitioners, whether they're kind of teachers or lecturers or staff developers, who come into the programme. Having barely been near their own institutional VLE, so it's really important for us that we kind of role model a sort of small blends approach to use of technology, where it's focused on the simple but effective, and the easy to implement.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Karen. Keith, is there anything else you'd like to say? We certainly can add links into the show notes for this. But if there's anything else you'd like to say, or anything you'd like to say you've taken from either the keynote or anything else you've seen or heard today?
I think the keynote actually led very well into our session in terms of the typology of feedback that David Bowd had presented in Feedback 0, 1 and 2. it fits very well to the 3E, enhance, extend and empower, with the feedback to level of his typology, fitting very well with empowerment of learners.
And I think the only thing I'd like to add to the conference itself was the first time I've been at this conference, and I think both in the content of the programme and in the keynote we had this morning, I think there's a real focus on fundamental pedagogical issues, assessments that lens, but it's really about student engagement. And I've been at other events where they talk about e-assessment, and it's really as a sort of add-on, you know, let's engage the students, let's get them involved in activities, now how will we assess them? But here there's a big focus on thinking about assessment as a starting point for everything else you do, which I think is really positive.
Yeah, I mean, I feel just from talking to people here and seeing the keynote that we're actually talking about the hardest part of teaching and learning, which is the what I would call as a primary teacher formative assessment rather than summative assessment.
Yeah.
So that's probably a good thing to have a conference on. Yeah. Okay. So thanks very much, Karen and Keith. If you're listening out there, we'll be back later on. I'm not sure when, but the tweets will go out. So we'll see you, or rather, you'll hear us then. Cheers.